What could be the glory of those devotees who are fortunate to have association of very, very great time and enthusiasm and personal interactions of Srila Prabhupada with him? I do not envy, but because I don't have anything to envy. It's not that I was less fortunate, but at the same time, the transformation in my life that came through the disciples of Srila Prabhupada was the direct reflection of his own promises. He derived from his spiritual master. That's the parampara. But for me, whatever the little plans of Srila Prabhupada would be, that is the greatest fortune. But a fortune cannot be estimated in terms of, you know, our efforts in trying to make it an improvement. Cannot be estimated. So, I think that whoever comes in contact with Srila Prabhupada, one is having the same kind of fortune that I was. One can make one's mind or pet simply by hearing from the mouth of Srila Prabhupada. I won't go much into the interactions which were indirect for me, but whatever I had, that is very creating selfishness for me. So, the principle was applied only that sadhusam, the sadhusam, sarva shastra, lama, sadhusam, so it got stuck into my mind and I cannot forget. Because I was in other way, I was not much physically present around Shabbat. That was the misfortune, even though he was there. But I was physically around with the devotees. Since 1971. But how they pulled me out, that is a glory of Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. So, I'm very much concerned about the purpose of his form that he established and how devotees are growing up in the movement. There are a lot of issues that pop out in the modern day communicating system of internet. People throw back and forth so much that only the memory of Prabhupada and his mercy can say something else. So I would like to read my offering to Srila Prabhupada this year, concerning the voice. Dear Srila Prabhupada, Nama Vishnupadaya Krishna Vishnaya Dudureshwate Bhakti Dhamma Swami Kuranda Namaste Sarasate Deva Deva Brahmani Pachari Deva Vishesha Shambhyamadi Vashyaka Vishnaya. Please accept my most prostrate obeisances at your Guru's feet so that I can receive at least a slight sidelong glance from your mercy. When an elephant walks, smaller animals like dogs start barking. Your iskcon has become so big like an elephant, despite some rough times after your physical actions. But it has now not only survived, rather it has impact on the minds of young people everywhere who are in Krishna consciousness. You will never remain, or you will ever remain the backbone and behind the scenes leader for all of us. But some people of professed but half-cooked devotion are evaluating your divine reality by comparing your outward accomplishments during your physical presence and those after your departure. They are comparing. They think that they have become well qualified to evaluate your contributions in the realm of Krishna consciousness. Contributions they were unable to estimate at all while they were in his home. It means now they are reevaluating after the departure of Srila Prabhupada, and maybe like that, or maybe the speculations are so much higher. After the kill, a lion eats his fill and walks away satisfied. And then the scavengers come to eat what's left. Similarly, the so-called souls of above-mentioned intent try to put words in our ears, backed by misinterpretations of your instructions and accomplishments, concluding that you had some inabilities and weaknesses in order to demoralize his council leadership and make it ineffective so that their chosen leader may become your dear successor. The Rithvik groups tried something similar but ended up in offensive behavior. This new group's uproar will also subside as the time passes. We stand confident in your instructions and maintain our fidelity to you alone. Well, the proverb says that the barking dog seldom bite. Similarly, we will remain undisturbed but keep a constant vigil like an elephant. Our relationship with you are unchangeable and undisturbed. Our commitment to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and yours is unmotivated and uninterrupted. You are at the center of our consciousness. Please be merciful so that we may become instrumental to the healthy growth of your movement and stand proud in this world of opposites. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. We beg your forgiveness and pray to remain loyal to you alone.